Between the commercialism of the sponsor and the innocence of the radio audience, we find a delightful creature called a disc jockey. Disc jockeys come in assorted sizes, weights, and colors. But all disc jockeys have the same creed: to fill every minute of every hour of every day with records and commercials, and to protest with noise their only weapon when the last program is finished and the radio sponsor switches his interest to television. Disc jockeys are found everywhere. Radio stations, golf courses, advertising agencies, underneath, inside of, climbing on, swinging from, running away to, on top of...
Old Smokey!
Mothers ignore them. Little girls don't understand them. Older sisters tolerate them. Adults, heh! Heaven and the advertising agencies protect them. A disc jockey is truth with a script in its hand. Beauty with a bloodshot voice. Wisdom with the cut of the prophets. And the hope of the sponsor with a frog in his throat. When you are busy, a disc jockey is an inconsiderate, bothersome, intruding jangle of noise. When you want him to play a beautiful melodic record, his brain turns to jelly. Or else he becomes a savage, sadistic jungle creature bent on destroying his Hooper rating and himself with a brass band playing into an echo chamber. A disc jockey is a composite. He has the brain of an adding machine, the ulcers of a banker, the persistency of an auctioneer, the diction of a train announcer, the subtlety of a meat cleaver. And when he has to put a record on the turntable by himself, he has five thumbs on each hand. He likes free albums, swimming pools, Dixieland records, Cadillacs, money, sponsors in their natural habitat, free passes, and the girl across the street. He is not much for music, song pluckers, other disc jockeys, the sales department, engineers, and the girl across the street's husband. Nobody else is so early to rise or so late to supper. Nobody else gets so much fun out of old joke books, loud records, fan mail, and females. Nobody else can cram into 1/2 hour so many commercials about soap, falling hair, toothpaste, deodorants, non-skid tires, and a large chunk of unknown substance. A disc jockey is a magical creature. You can turn him off your radio, but you can't turn him off your neighbor's radio. You can get him out of your mind, but you can't get him out of the air. He's a bleary-eyed, seraph-voiced, fast-talking bundle of noise. But when you wake up in the morning with only the shattered pieces of your sleep and dreams, he can make you wish you'd never been born with the two magic words...
Good morning!
Good morning, this is DJ Frederick and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WLSL 92.7.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and you have found homegrown, homespun radio, digging into my musical archives from the past century of recorded sound. Now on these shows, we're going to listen to 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, cassettes, and CDs. I enjoy spinning classic rock, pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the record crates. And hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. This week on the Radio Thrift Shop, I do have a featured album, the Bakayo Rhythm and Steel Band. The album is called 55, released on Big Crown Records. We'll be listening to that in just a few moments. Let's start off this edition with a Thrift Shop with Reuben Wilson and A Groovy Situation. Thank you. a 7-inch vinyl pressing of a very scarce acetate recording. That was Nubia with The Time Is Right, released on Athens of the North. Before that, Mo Kaufman Quintet with Sapphire, and we started off with Mr. Reuben Wilson and A Groovy Situation. Well, I hope it's a groovy situation for you here tuning into the Thrift Shop. I've got my featured LP, the Bakayo Rhythm and Steel Band, coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. La Niña Bonita, that's Spanish for the beautiful child, which is what they called the Second Republic of Spain in 1931 after King Alfonso III realized he had neither the support of the military nor of the people of Spain, and he abdicated the throne. But the beautiful child didn't last long. A left-right divide polarized the country, and while leftists, anarchists, and socialists worked for reform, the church and military right-wingers under the banner of the Confederation of the Autonomous Right aligned themselves with the church and wealthy landowners. By 1936, the divide in the country was unbridgeable, and a military uprising spread across Spain. Atrocities were committed by both sides, but perhaps the most famous was the murder of the surrealist poet Federico García Lorca by the right-wing military. Although officially declaring a policy of, quote, non-intervention, unquote, France and England allowed some arms to flow to the Republican defenders, while Italy and Germany overtly provided men and equipment. Most notably, Hitler's Germany provided General Franco and the right-wing military a fleet of airplanes forming the infamous Condor Legion. It was Hitler's plan to use and to test equipment that he would later find useful in World War II. The Condor Legion was notable for its brutality. Firebombing villages, the most famous of which was Guernica, made notorious in the painting of that same name by Pablo Picasso, the famous Spanish artist. Although Guernica became a footnote to the Spanish Civil War, it marked a turning point for brutality in air campaigns. There was no military significance to the firebombed village. Its military value, if any, was entirely symbolic, a warning to those who supported the socialist cause. In our next Hidden History, we'll look at the international brigades that came to the defense of the Spanish Republic from all over the world. Among them, some 2,800 men from the United States, forming themselves into what came to be known as the famous Abraham Lincoln Brigade. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
In 1963, in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, a scientist took a sample of rain, which led to a remarkable discovery. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
It was about 100 times more acid than we expected that it should be. So that was when we discovered acid rain in North America.
Gene Likens is the founding director of the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.
It was one of those serendipitous events that you have occasionally as a scientist where you find something interesting and you jump on it and try to find out what it's all about. And that's what we did. We had to answer questions like, how long has it been that way? Where did it come from? What is the cause of the acidity? So one of the things we did was we set up monitoring locations in some of the remotest regions of the world, remote from human activity, to try to find out what the acidity might have been like before humans polluted it, the rain and snow.
Gene Likens and his team found that the acidity of rainwater in these remote regions was much lower than the acidity of rainwater in New Hampshire.
We thought first that it might not be human activity, but then the dominant acids were sulfuric and nitric, and we found that emissions of sulfur dioxide to the atmosphere and nitrogen oxides to the atmosphere were being converted to these very strong acids, and that's what was coming down and making the rain and snow acidic. Well, humans produce a lot of sulfuric acid by generating sulfur dioxide and burning of coal primarily, but also oil, and nitrogen oxides from combustion of motor fuel in cars and buses and airplanes. So the finger quickly pointed toward humans.
But Dr. Likens and his colleagues had to prove that that was the case. We'll find out how they did that in our next program. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homegrown, homespun radio, here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. And it's time for the featured album this week here at the Radio Thrift Shop. It's the Bakayo Rhythm and Steel Band. The album is called 55. It was released on Big Crown Records in 2016. Now, the Bakayo Rhythm and Steel Band features the following musicians: Sebastian Drescher and Thomas Burhorn on trumpets, Ben Greenslade Stanton on trombone, Bernard Hummer and Bjorn Wagner and Hank Detweiler on steel drums, Florian Bronk and Pascal de Lacaze Duthiers on percussion, Hank Detweiler on organ, clavinet, and glockenspiel, Lucas Kobeck and Sasha Weiss on drums, Josh Kaiser and Tim Grinwald and Victor Korn on bass guitar, and Bernard Hummer on baritone and alto saxophones. Here's the Bakayo Rhythm and Steel Band from the album 55. found the dusty grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Music from the LP titled 55 by the Baqueo Rhythm and Steel Band. We heard Scorpio starting things off, then Tropical Heat, Round and Round, and finally PIMP version. Ye Old DJ is definitely a steel band aficionado. Well, yes, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Thank you for coming along on this musical journey with me. It's never the same program twice, not even the same program once. And given all of the media choices that we all have, thank you for tuning in to this humble broadcast.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. After the Civil War broke out in Spain in 1936, many volunteers from around the world ignored the Western powers' declaration of non-intervention and rallied to support Spain's newly elected republic. Opposed to Franco's authoritarian regime, they saw their fight as a defense of liberty against the rise of fascism, represented by the alliance between Mussolini, Hitler, and Franco. More importantly, they also saw their struggle as a way to prevent a larger war that the fascists would bring about, World War II. The battalions from the United States were named after Presidents Washington and Lincoln. At the famous Battle of Brunete, the Washington Battalion was decimated, and survivors joined with the Lincoln Battalion, which became known as the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. Viva la quinta brigada, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Viva la quinta brigada, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Fervently anti-fascist, these men and women were idealists who believed in the equality of all people, and they were committed to the democratic ideals of Spain. Some were socialist, some were anarchist, and some were communist. Because of their radical beliefs, however, when the survivors of the Lincoln Brigade tried to sign up to battle fascism during World War II, they were ironically classified as premature anti-fascist, unquote. Years later, men and women who had served with the Lincoln Brigade went on to become activists for progressive causes of all kinds, including the civil rights marches and the anti-war protest movements against the Vietnam War, the wars in Central America, and the Iraqi War. Tune in for our next Hidden History when we learn about the personal experience of a member of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
When I find myself in time of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, whispering words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. When I'm brokenhearted, living in a world of grief, there will be an answer, let it be. Though they may be parted, there's a still a chance that they may see. There will be an answer, let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in a world of grief, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they may see. There will be an answer, let it be. Though the night is cloudy, there is still a light shining over me.
shine until tomorrow, let it be. I will wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 There will be an answer. Let it be.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was out baling hay. And at dinner time, we stopped to walk back to the house to eat, y'all. And Mama hollered out the back door, y'all. Remember to wipe your feet. Then she said, I got some news this morning, this morning. In from Choctaw Bridge, baby. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Oh. Papa said to Mama, as he passed around the black eyed peas. Oh, Lord. Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Look here, somebody pass me some of those hot biscuits over there, please. Thank you. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40. I've got a plow, y'all. And Mama said it was a shame, dirt, dirty shame, about Billy Joe anyhow. Seemed like nothing ever come to no good. Up on Choctaw Ridge, y'all. And now you tell me, Billy Joe jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Thank you.
said he recollected when him and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church? Last Sunday night, y'all. I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. You know I saw him at the sawmill yesterday. Up on Choctaw Ridge, y'all. And he and Billy Joe were throwing something off the Tallahatchie Brigade. Well, a year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going around. Papa caught it and it died last spring. Lord, I really missed that man. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. Oh, and I spent a lot of time chunking the rocks up on Choctaw Ridge, y'all, and dropped them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Brigade.
The band A Little Night Music with a cover of Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe. Before that, Clarence Carter with the Beatles cover Let It Be. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Dusty Archives of the Radio Thrift Shop. This is program number 521. All of the programs are archived on radioforall.net. You can find us on Facebook. Look for the free Radio Skybird group. So remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening and wishing you many blessings.